Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Jordan Fuller and Brian Slaywin, as the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership is once again in the Business Spotlight. And we welcome you into this month's edition of Business Spotlight, showcasing the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Today we're discussing the Chamber's flagship entrepreneurship program, Fire and Ice, and we're happy to be joined by the Chamber's Director of Entrepreneurship, Jordan Fuller, along with Brian Slaywin, the Regional Director and Portfolio Manager for Ben Franklin Technology Partners. Gentlemen, we really appreciate you joining us today.
Appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jordan, we'll start with you. For those that don't know, what is the origin behind the Chamber's Fire Accelerator program, and who is the program ideal for?
Yeah, great question. So the Fire Accelerator started about 5 years ago with a different organization called the Erie Innovation District. And in July of 2020, that organization and the program came under the umbrella of the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. And we've been running and working here alongside the team for the past couple of years. It's been truly like a match made in heaven. We're an annual business accelerator program, which really does four things. The first is that we'll make an investment into a company. The second is we'll generate and work with the founder to build an educational curriculum to address their gap areas. The third is that we will facilitate one-on-one mentorship to help them fill in their gap areas. And fourth, and most importantly, is facilitating strategic networking opportunities and connections into potential customers and partners and investors. And so who's this really ideal for? It's for a technology startup founder that has a product that's ready to go to market, probably has some initial validation out of the way already. Maybe they've got some of their first customers, some additional investors. Maybe they've gone through an accelerator program or an incubator or something like that before. It's also a great opportunity for existing industry partners to be able to take or spin out a business unit into its own standalone entity, if that's something that they're interested in doing.
Thanks for that, Jordan. Great information. Let's bring Brian Slaywin into the program now. And Brian, can you tell us about Ben Franklin's role and partnership with the Chamber when it comes to the Fire Accelerator program?
Sure. So the Ben Franklin Technology Partners is exclusive to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, and it's focused on developing entrepreneurship throughout the entire Commonwealth. So the division that I work for, Central and Northern Pennsylvania, has a focus on Northwest Pennsylvania from Erie to Mercer County through State College and the Center Region, and then down into the Harrisburg, York, and Lancaster area in the Southeast. So we cover 32 counties of the 67 counties that make up the entirety of Pennsylvania. Why we're partnered with organizations like the Chamber is because of our collective mission, in that we support small business development and growth. Now, for Ben Franklin, we start off with people who literally have an idea on a napkin. And then we invest and mentor those companies so that they are eligible for a program like the Erie Regional Chamber's FIRE program. So that's sort of the first nuts and bolts of what it is. But broadly, we have very similar missions, as does the Chamber. We're apolitical, we're industry agnostic, as long as you're a tech company or a small manufacturer. Collaboration is our touchstone, so we work together on a wide variety of projects and really building the business community to develop the entire community is really where we're focused. So there's a lot of synergies between Ben Franklin and the Erie Regional Chamber, and we'll certainly cover those and a lot more as we talk further today.
Well, it certainly sounds like the perfect partnership between Ben Franklin and the Chamber. Can't wait to hear more about it throughout today's program. Jordan, back to you for a moment. Let's have you explain to the listeners what the ICE Angel Education and the Ice Angel Fund are?
Absolutely. So about a year ago, a little over a year ago, we announced at Homecoming that the Chamber was awarded a federal EDA, Economic Development Administration grant, to build out what we called the Fire and Ice Program, which consists of three components. The first is the Fire Accelerator that we've already talked about a little bit. And the second and third are ICE, which is related to the investor side of the equation. So here in Erie, we've got a lot of great resources for entrepreneurs, but the investor side has always been sort of lagging. And so we looked up and we realized, well, it's time for something new and a new tool to use. And so we're going to hear a little bit about the origins of that in a bit. But broadly, the education curriculum, in partnership with the Angel Capital Association, we pulled together seven courses led by experts from across the country to teach people how to make investments into startups and in an angel way of thinking. And then the ICE Angel Fund is Erie's first angel fund, being designed and managed by local investors here in the region.
If I can just jump in, one of the things that we're working to build with the ICE program is a culture of investment. So if you're a small manufacturer in Erie, you totally understand that if you need to make more of your product by the end of the week, you need to add a shift, you need more rolling stock, you need to move personnel from, you know, division A to division B. You can do that all day, all night in your sleep. But what we don't have a deep bench of experience is, let's say there's a really great technology company, and there are dozens of them in our region, who needs additional capital to grow. We don't have a culture of understanding that, how to do that, what mechanisms, who do you talk to, what questions do you ask, how do you become a contributor to that tech company to start up and grow? That's what Ben Franklin does every single day. And now we're trying to create more of the general population to really understand the importance of technology companies and continuing importance of small manufacturers as we move into the future. And so that's what the ICE training program was all about. And then we can talk about the Angel Fund, which is an opportunity for folks to actually put their money to work in this future-focused effort.
Brian, what is the origin of the ICE Angel Project?
So I came from St. Louis. After exiting my startup and luckily finding an opportunity to work with Ben Franklin. And one of the things that we were doing back in St. Louis was we were actually helping train people who would look to invest in these startups. And I thought, well, that's a perfect thing to want to do here. But unfortunately, I was never able to find a partner to actually bring that forward until Jordan came along and James Grunke at the regional chamber and a bunch of other folks. And we built this program really from just an idea that I had. And it really took the Erie Regional Chamber to activate that and put it into use. Fortunately, we had a lot of really smart people around us who understood that just getting smarter about this wasn't enough. And so that's where the ICE Angel Fund came from, so that we can help investors, potential investors, understand how to put their money to use and then have a vehicle by which they actually can put this to use in real companies in real time that are contributing to the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Northwest Pennsylvania and Erie specifically.
Jordan and Brian, this will be a two-part question. And I'll start off by saying that we know that the FIRE portion of this entrepreneurship program works with companies all around the world. But the first part of the question would be, how badly do you want to expand to work with more Erie-based companies? And also, how does the possibility of adding more investors to the program enter into the equation?
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're spot on. So the accelerator program historically has been an attraction tool to the region. So we put out an annual ask to the world and we say, what great startups are there out there? What are you doing? And then we, over the course of the 10-12 week accelerator program, we make the compelling case that they should establish a business presence in Erie. But the one piece that's always been missing from that conversation has been the capital gap. Ben Franklin, you have to be in Pennsylvania to receive Ben Franklin funds. And once you get beyond that, the ecosystem looks pretty dry. And so what we knew is we needed something there. And so the angel fund is able to step up and say, okay, for those companies that are operating in Erie, Pennsylvania already, fantastic. Here's another tool for you to be able to access some capital, some expertise, and some assistance to get over that next step. But what it also allows us to do is we now have a nice carrot at the end of a stick for the accelerator program and any other company that's looking at Erie as a potential market to say, okay, if I come to Erie, I can receive some investment. I can get some introduction to some initial customers and start to grow my business. Then we can just start to pile everything else on the talent pipeline from the universities, the expanding ecosystem of resources and expertise that they can tap into. We're starting to pull together this really full and complete picture of what an entrepreneurial ecosystem needs to have to be able to operate at its best capacity.
Brian, is there anything that you would like to add to that?
Well, I think, no, Jordan's really got it spot on. The element that Ben Franklin provides for those companies that choose to move and stay in our region is we can write checks anywhere between $50,000 to $1 million. And obviously there's a lot of difference between a company that would be on the lower end versus the higher end. But that's where a partnership with the chamber is so vitally important. They help grow those companies from the smaller checks to the larger checks through programs like FIRE, in collaboration with Ben Franklin through all of our mentorship programs and the resources that we can provide as well. So it's this whole, you know, give and take, work together, up and down together to attract some of the most really interesting companies globally to Erie and to our region to make sure that they see the opportunities here.
Yeah, it's really quite an elegant partnership. When you start to look at it, we have now had four companies graduate from our program and then receive investment from Ben Franklin. And likewise, we've also had companies from the existing Ben Franklin portfolio participate in our program. So we're starting to see this feeder system work on both ends, where it's no longer a chicken or an egg, it's a chicken and an egg. And we're able to have a full meal here just from what we're growing here in Erie. It's been really cool to watch develop.
It really does sound like at the end of the day, the winners are the partner businesses you work with that benefit directly from this program. And I got to throw this out there as well. This is an exciting program to cover and discuss from our perspective here at WPSE. As a station that focuses on the local business community, we are thrilled to watch this program grow and be a part of sharing the success stories with our listeners.
Well, we certainly agree. And the really great thing about this is, you know, Ben Franklin, the Chamber, so many other organizations, but our two specifically are focused on economic growth. What that means is if we invest in startups and they begin to hire people, those people then have a different future than they might have otherwise had. So I share this story all the time. One of the very coolest moments of my year, and it happens multiple times a year, is when I will work with a company, and I know Jordan has this exact experience, we'll work with a company, we'll help them through whatever trials and tribulations they're going through. We've written them a check for their mission that we all agree to. I then go back to that company's office and there's a new person there and they're sitting at a desk and they're on the phone or they're on their computer or they're doing whatever they're doing. It is really a very special moment personally, selfishly for us, for me or Jordan, when you actually get to see all of the work that that company did with our help has created a job. Or 10 jobs, or in some cases, even more than that. So it's really cool. It's super fun. It's the greatest thing I've ever gotten the chance to do. And it's really an economic driver for our entire community.
How has the Ice Angel project changed over time? And how is it better today than ever before?
Yeah, so Brian alluded to it a little bit earlier, but the single most transformational thing we had is, so Brian has this idea from St. Louis, and we batted around here internally, and we pull together what we think is a pretty compelling business model. We found a way to make this thing profitable. We found a way to expand it out and everything else without taking on any additional and outside funding. And then we're presenting it to some, think like focus groups of economic development professionals and business leaders and things like that. And the feedback we receive at the end of one of those calls is, well, that's great. You got them all trained up, but then what? And Brian and I look at each other and we say, well, they go make investments. And to us, that's a perfectly reasonable thing to say because we see investment-ready companies literally every day. But the average person might not see that and may not have access to that kind of deal. And so that single piece of feedback is what pushed us down the line to say, okay, well, maybe we should probably have an angel fund or an angel network or something like that. And then about a week after that phone call, we're scrolling through our email and we find this funding opportunity for the EDA Build to Scale grant. And we say, wow, they must have been listening in on our phone call and then wrote a grant specifically for us. So the grant says, this program is designed to develop and activate angel investment funds in underserved communities. And we said, well, that's eerie. And that's what we've been working on for the past 4 months. Let's write this grant. So fast forward a couple months, we write it and we pull everyone together. We had over 50 letters of support from state, local, federal, everything. And we end up getting this grant awarded. And now we've got the beginnings of an angel fund. We just completed our first cohort of the training curriculum, which was tremendous. And we just finished up the fifth cohort of the accelerator program, all because we just started asking people what they think about what we're doing. And they gave us the feedback and we took what was good and implemented it and ignored or noted down some of the not so good feedback. And we've really been able to work collaboratively with, oh gosh, probably close to 60 organizations at this point to be able to pull this thing across the line to where we are now. It's been a really, really cool experience.
Jordan, thanks for sharing that. What a terrific story. We're going to slide back over to Brian for this one. Brian, pulling out your crystal ball, what is the path forward for the Ice Angel Fund?
Yeah, so the continuum of capital that is needed by companies as they grow starts with organizations like ours, Ben Franklin, where we will start that early seed stage. Okay, well, there's something there and there's a market there and you're a good entrepreneur. So we'll help you with capital as well as all of our other support and mentor resources. Then we maybe do a couple of rounds of that, right? But now the company is, they kind of got their feet underneath them. They find product market fit. They're starting to sell whatever it is that they're selling. And now they need bigger money. They just need bigger checks in order to hire people, in order to go to different markets, in order to continue to grow and expand. That's where the Ice Angel Fund and through our network, other angel funds come into play. So we've started with a little bit of money. Now we're trying to raise $1 million or so. And so we're going to tap into our entire network to help do that. Okay, super great. So the angel fund is successful. The company continues to grow. They continue to expand and hire people. Well, now they need real big money to go on into the next elements of what they're trying to do. And that's where we then continue to introduce them to venture capital money or acquisition capital or other kinds of, you know, bank opportunities to help the company begin to scale. At some point, a company is going to be able to stand on its own. And that's all we're trying to do, is get them to sustainability where they can stand on their own. They've got their staff. They're going to hire as necessary. They're going to go sell their thing, and they're going to create a great economic impact. So what I see for the Angel Fund is just more of that, right? We're trying to initially establish $1 million so that we can sort of open the doors and say we're ready to make investments. We're about halfway there. But ultimately, this fund, this Angel Fund, will probably grow into $2 million where we're going to find really interesting companies, literally globally, that we can invest in through the ICE Angel Fund and beyond.
Jordan, do you have some thoughts to share on the path forward for the ICE Angel Fund?
All of this goes back to that piece that Brian mentioned earlier. It's creating a culture of investment. And right now, we are specifically talking about what that means for a startup or an angel investor, but it expands out to every aspect of your life. And that's what we are looking for here. Economic development is about positive life change. And now that's through a lot of different things, job creation, wealth creation, everything else. And this is one important component of that. And so when you go through the angel education curriculum, sure, you're going to get to learn about how to look at and read a term sheet or conduct due diligence, but you're equally going to be hearing from the leaders of some of the highest performing angel funds across the country about the mistakes they've made, the friends they've made, and the different connections and experiences they've had along this journey. And all of this is to try to inspire and encourage that culture of investment, not only with your money, but with your time and your talent as well. So you can choose and be judicious on the projects and organizations and things that you get involved with so that you can have the greatest impact that you would like to see, as well as being able to have that impact on the causes you're passionate about.
Before we get both of your final thoughts, as we're getting close to the conclusion of today's program, Jordan and Brian, I want you to give out some information. If someone listening today is intrigued by what they hear about the Fire and ICE programs, what's the best way to reach out to either one of you? We'll start with you, Jordan.
So, I mean, shoot me an email, jfuller@eriepa.com. Or you can call the chamber office's phone number and it'll get directed to me. There's a number of ways you can get in touch with me and Brian the same way.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan and I are certainly very involved out in the community. You can find us at the Radius co-working space very frequently. We have lots of partners, the Innovation Beehive Network. If you're talking to some of those folks there, they'll know how to get a hold of us. The universities, any entrepreneur, probably a whole bunch of bartenders. They might even know how to get a hold of us too. So it's pretty easy to say, hey, I heard about this ICE Angel Fund and I'd like to know more. Who's in charge of that again? And someone will definitely be able to get you in touch with us.
Jordan and Brian, thank you so much for being a part of this episode of Business Spotlight. It's been a very informative and educational show. And I'm going to open the floor to both of you to share some of your final thoughts as we wrap up discussing the Fire Accelerator Program and the ICE Angel Project in this edition of Business Spotlight. And we'll go in the order of Jordan first, followed by Brian to wrap up the program.
No, thank you for the opportunity to talk about what we're working on here. What you just heard today was two organizations that have been in the past mischaracterized as competitors in this ecosystem. And I hope that through the through the conversation today, everyone that's listening has been able to realize that this is far from a competitive ecosystem. Everyone that Brian just mentioned and everyone else that's working in this, there's more beyond that, are in frequent contact and in frequent collaboration with each other. I mean, we're going to see half of them on a call on Friday, and we're going to see everyone else on another call the next week. This is, we talk about you, we are all trying to push Erie forward to be what it can be. And we think that these projects that we've been talking about today is just one small piece of that.
I, you know, obviously completely agree with Jordan. It's all about everyone getting on the same side of the rock and pushing. And we're doing that. And we're continuing to accelerate how fast that rock is moving. And the more people, the merrier. We would love everyone to be involved and contribute their talents and their connections and their client list and them as a client. What's the saying? Jump into the pool, the water's fine. It's really a thrill to be able to work with Jordan, the staff of the chamber, and really everyone in the ecosystem.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.